This is Recency Bias, your morning after podcast, mini podcast. Zach Vanoss along with you here on this Wednesday, the 22nd of March. Good to have you along, good to have you listening. Your Habs, they fell last night. Hosting Detroit Red Wings, the last place team in the Eastern Conference on Tuesday night at the Bell Center. And a rather lackluster performance from the Canadiens, falling 2-1 in overtime, getting that crucial, probably pushing it, but nice point in OT. I mean, they are still in the race with the Senators. The Senators beat Boston on Tuesday, so you want to keep that game in hand that the Sens have. You want to keep that at bay the best you can, and getting a point did that. But still, you would have liked to see the Canadiens come out with a little more than they did on Tuesday night. Now, I'm not in the business of making excuses, because that business doesn't pay. I would be. If making a bunch of excuses on this podcast turned it into a profitable podcast, I'd do that. But it wouldn't. But the Canadiens came off a big weekend against the Ottawa Senators, where really we all kind of talked about for a long time now, last few weeks at least, that perhaps the Atlantic Division would be decided in those three games with the Senators. Third still to be played this coming weekend. When they come out that weekend, they get 4 points off the Sens, leave them only one in the overtime on Saturday night. Alvaro Montoya gets the start rather than Carey Price, who'd gone back-to-back over the weekend. A letdown is a little understandable, okay? I'm going to say it. A game in which they weren't necessarily firing on all cylinders. You don't, it's not ideal. You'd prefer not to see it, especially at this point in the season. We're under 10 games to go between now and the playoffs. You want to think that the guys pretty much getting into that playoff headspace. But you're playing the last place team. So you just came off a huge weekend. A successful weekend in which you really put down your style of play against the Sens. You made a statement. And now it's not even Price and Nets. I can live with it. I can live with the loss on Tuesday night. You want to see a decent bounce back, though. You definitely absolutely want to see them bounce back in reasonable fashion. And obviously you would like to see them come away and beat a bad team like Detroit. So they've got a chance when they go against Carolina on Thursday. They can't look lackluster again. They need to come out ready on Thursday. They need to put up 2 points on Thursday against Carolina, considering what they did on Tuesday night against Detroit. So, Arturi Lehkonen, he scores the only goal for your Canadiens, his 13th of the season. What do you think of Arturi Lehkonen? Saw Brian Wild for CTV writing the other day that he's convinced this guy's going to be a good second line, maybe third line, but likely second line forward. I could live with that. Lehkonen's, he's, what, 21? Having a 13-goal season, kind of a quiet season. I think he's been one of the Canadiens' most unheralded players throughout the year. Just kind of quietly gone about his business on that second and third line. Got himself 13 on the season. It'd be interesting to watch his development. It's always for me, you know, it's easy to say, oh, this guy looks like he slots in second or third line. I mean, don't we say that about anybody? Really, anybody who doesn't seem to be an elite talent, and we go and call them a legit first liner, or they don't seem like their future in the league is questionable, in which we'll call them a fourth liner. Everyone else, obviously, second, third liner. It's just where we throw everybody. But hey, if Lehkonen can be that and gets you, I don't know, 15 to 20 goals a season, nothing wrong with having that guy. He seems to be relatively hockey smart. Doesn't seem to ever be a distraction on the team. There you go, that's Arturi Lehkonen. Fine with him. Interested to see his development. Not really hanging too much on the future of Arturi Lehkonen, though, in terms of it meaning something incredibly meaningful for the Canadiens one way or another. So he gets the only goal on Tuesday night. in a game in which, let's say, the Canadians played absolutely no urgency at all. While the penalty kill under Claude Julien has become really one of the strengths of this team after being one of its main weaknesses, if not its central weakness through most of the season, the power play struggling mightily as of late. It didn't help at all. Would have been nice to take advantage of one of the three power plays the Canadians had on Tuesday. They go 0 for 3. The first line slumping pretty hard right now. Considering all the talk of where was the secondary scoring that we had going on just 2 weeks ago. Secondary scoring, we've seen, you know, guys like Lekkonen on Tuesday night. You had Gallagher over the weekend scoring. Byron obviously counting over the weekend. Deneau even getting in back in on the action once more. Plekanec contributing. All that happening quietly. And less so quietly after last night. People are starting to talk about it again. The first line gone pretty silent. Alex Galchenyuk hasn't done much as of late. Obviously getting a lot of the blame for the loss on Tuesday night for, well, basically getting undressed in OT. But everybody looked bad in overtime. The Canadians were outshot 6-0 in the extra time. So I'm not going to put too much on Galchenyuk. Radulov has looked a little less Energizer Bunny as of late. Still doing his thing, but he has slowed a little. And Max Pacioretty in one of his trademark slumps. I say trademark, but I don't mean that in necessarily a negative way. As I was tweeting out from the @RabbitHabs account on Tuesday night. At this point, and especially considering Max Pacioretty is one of the, you know, what, five leading goal scorers in the league over the last few years, we've got to just come to terms with the ebb and flow of Max Pacioretty's game. To be honest, I don't know if there's a player that I've ever watched who is as hot when he's hot and as cold when he's cold as Max Pacioretty. He's a very, very streaky player. Might be the streakiest player I've ever seen. And at this point, we've been watching him for quite a few years. Obviously ascended to the captaincy. Carried the Habs at points in terms of goals this season, not last season. Season before that, though. There's been times where it's only been Max Pacioretty contributing for the Habs. And so when he goes through a cold spell, I don't really know why we continue to freak out. It just happens. That's the way Max Pacioretty plays his game. And when the goals come, they're going to come in bunches. He's going to get 2 hat tricks in 3 nights or some bullshit. Like, that's just the way it is. And we have to be okay with that. It's like the seasons. Max Pacioretty, winter comes, no goals for a bit, but you know, sun's going to rise on that. The goals are going to come. We don't know when exactly, but we know they're coming. And he's been cold enough for a while now. I'd say it's time to start banking on Max Pacioretty going to pot some before the season's end. Think he clears the 35-goal mark? I do. I think he's at 32 right now. Got about 9 games left to score a few. He'll find it. We'll see. We'll see what that first line does when they play Carolina on Thursday night. If I don't sound as upset as some people did with the loss to the last place team, it's because I'm not. I said off the top, I don't. Okay, fine. I also wasn't really geared up for that game on Tuesday night. And I got confidence in this team. I do. I had confidence in them throughout the game, despite the fact that, you know, really didn't seem like they were playing with any urgency whatsoever. They're only down 1-0 for the most part. And the entire time, really thought they would most likely get back into it. And they did. It took them a long time, almost a full 60. But, I mean, this is also the team that leads the NHL in wins after trailing after 2. Generally, they're a resilient bunch. And were resilient enough on Tuesday to get that point that they needed to keep 3 points up on Ottawa. Just certainly didn't have the urgency in the overtime. They seemed content to take that point. And another reason that I'm feeling pretty decent about the Habs is Travis Yost, TSN hockey analytics writer, considered probably one of the leaders in the hockey analytics movement. an article up the other day on TSN, and I wrote about this on rabbithabs.com, so if you want the full story from me, you can check that out. And if you want the full story from Travis Yost, which is the proper full story, there's a link through that Rabbit Hab story as well, so you can check that out. But basically, it said, you know what, the Montreal Canadiens, based on the numbers that Yost was looking at, which was save percentage and CF 60, which is Corsi 4 over 60 minutes, which essentially means your ability to do direct pucks at the net. He took a look at the past 7 years of Stanley Cup winners, essentially the modern era. And he said, what's the one trait from the regular season, or what traits can I pick up from the regular season that seem most indicative of a Stanley Cup winner? So he took a look at the last seven Stanley Cup winners, and he took a look at several statistical categories, about nine stat categories or so, across the spectrum. And he realized, well, consistently year in, year out, what the eventual Stanley Cup champs have is a really strong goaltending, and they combine that with the ability to put pucks on the net. That shouldn't shock anybody, but he brought it down to a statistical proof. And what he realized in doing that is the expecteds, your defending Stanley Cup champs, Pittsburgh Penguins. Once again, one of the legit contenders looking at those two categories. The running ahead of the pack, Washington Capitals, same deal. They also went to the Stanley Cup final last year, San Jose Sharks, looking good again this year. The numbers bear out quite well for them. The fourth team, and the most surprising team to everybody, to be in that foursome of teams most likely to win the Cup this season, was your Montreal Canadiens. And so, if you want to say, I believe they're third in save percentage and fifth in directing pucks at the net in CF60, which actually put them as the favorites in the quartet of Washington, San Jose, Pittsburgh, and Montreal to win the Cup. The numbers themselves, I'm not saying that's everything, but the numbers themselves lend themselves real nice to the Habs. So we got that goal for us, which is nice. So anyways, check that out if you want to see it broken down a little bit further, and check out Yost's posts to get the full story there. The Montreal Canadiens, after the OT loss last night, are 41-23-9 on the season. 91 points, 3 points up on the Ottawa Senators. Sens, as I mentioned, have one game in hand still. Habs 91, Ottawa 88, Boston 82. So Boston didn't make up that ground that they would have very much liked to have made up on Tuesday. Rest of the picture kind of playing out. New York Rangers firmly in that first wild card spot. That date with the Habs continues to look quite lined up, unless Ottawa manages to leapfrog the Canadiens between now and season's end. Toronto a little bit comfortable for the moment in that final playoff spot. They're up on the Islanders by 3 points and on Tampa Bay by 4 points. Not extremely comfortable by any stretch, but I think that's the most daylight that's been between that last playoff spot and the out position at this moment. So that's how things are shaping up on this Wednesday as we head into the home stretch. Season's almost over. Say Habs back at it on Thursday night against the also not very good Carolina Hurricanes. Till then, follow me on Twitter at ZachDropsTweets. You can follow this podcast, of course, at the Montreal Bias and at Rabbit Habs for the website. Check that out. We got the forum going up today, debating what we would do with Alexi Yemelin if we were Claude Julien. Of course, to say that post about the Canadiens being a Stanley Cup favorite, according to TSN's Travis Yost, and according to the numbers that he looked at. So, all that good stuff. Until we speak again, take care.